Well, Colin, congratulations. It was the ultimate team performance, really. And to prove that, you had to put all backs to the wall in the last 10 minutes, as you knew it would be, because these are All-Ireland champions, and they're not All-Ireland champions for nothing, but you must be proud of the girls.
Proudest man in the world today, Liam, to be honest with you, because I think it was just a fantastic performance all over, because we got some good scores, but there was some dogginess in the backs there as well. Like, you know, it was a tight game, and cornerbacks, Marie and Kay, you know, the basics of defending, really, the flicks, the hooks, the blocks, and then try to get it out. So I thought we brought some good support play. It was just everything that we kind of worked on really came off, you know, and it just had to, really.
And you got the scores when it mattered. You got a dream start, and as I said to Mary, sometimes, Colin, when you have a lead like that at half time, it's sometimes it's harder to defend a lead than go chasing a game.
Yeah, it can be dangerous at times, because if you look at particularly the last 15 minutes, I'd say we had 11, 12 of our own players in the back and a half. We were really just inviting us on, you know. We just lost our shape up there completely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if you knew if you got one, maybe long ball into one, it was the good thing, but they never panic, you know. I think every goal they got, we came up and responded with a goal straight away, like, and that's a sign of an outstanding team. Like, but that was, like, it was, you know, not one to run down refs ring, but I thought he was all over the place, you know.
Well, some of the decisions in the second half, yeah, and then he gave us a couple of decisions that, yeah. But look, it doesn't matter about referees. The reality is that you were All Ireland champions, and the effort, the fight that you put to have this championship played, first of all, the club and Sarsfields, to be fair, and now it's fully justified, because we had a fantastic game with a great atmosphere, great advertisement for Camogie, and the girls put in such an effort, and your wife to be, Shelley, wasn't too far behind.
No, I think she had a great game as well. No, Shelley was, I don't know whether two of them were living off adrenaline from the wedding yesterday or whatever it was, but Shelley got, I don't know what she scored, 1-3 or 1-4, but I thought the biggest thing she did in the whole match was with 2 or 3 minutes to go, and they were going through in the goal at the other end of the field. She got back and got a flick where she got the energy over. I don't know, but I know better than myself, the amount of training them two girls is serious, you know.
Yeah, no, it was a brilliant team performance, Colin, and that, I suppose, that really is why you won it, you know. Every player, I thought Aoife Dunn was outstanding, though. She doesn't get a lot of credit, and I'd say you were happy that Katie Roach was able to play today, because she was brilliant as well.
She was brilliant, and thank you very much that Lely got Katie off now, because it was massive help. I think, to be honest with you, over the whole campaign, Liam, I think Aoife Dunn consistently our top three performers every day, because we're probably giving her the difficult jobs with
the American
girls. I thought she was, you know, really good, and I think she had to grow on so much this year as a player. I think she was outstanding, you know.
Yeah, and Una and Ursula caused so much problems in the first half, just the old Wiley Heads experience.
The Twin Towers, I think I heard someone call them.
Is that what they call them?
I think someone said that there is the Twin Towers, but they are, Jesus, like Una's. We were talking about the two of them the last few weeks, like, but, you know, what they gave, like Ursula was a serious threat in the first half there. You know, every ball that got in, she was going through, she won freeze. Ursula then, Aruna again, you know, she just gets half a chance at all, it's a goal, you know. I think it's really worked out for us on behind of a management type of view, because moving her onto the corner, because she seems to get more space, because it's like teams were putting sweepers kind of in front of her, and she's losing, but now on the corner she's getting a little bit more space, you know, so that worked out well.
And you're back in action again in January, Colin.
Back in action again.
Will they want to go? Will all these girls want to go?
They will leave. You'll see today, they'll all give this one last.
Adrenaline still.
They'll go. You know, I just said it to somebody earlier on. I think if they lost maybe a Leinster final or something, it might have been hard to get ourselves up because it was such a long year. But now we are going in as defending Leinster champions and defending All Ireland winners. So I think we'll defend them for a life. Obviously, we'll do not for the next 10 or 11 days, whatever, but we will go back at it again, you know.
The fitness level is superb, Colin.
Huge, huge. It's credit to the girls themselves, it's credit to Ray. Everything was kind of, we don't go, so we go train. She was like, everything we do is planned in York. So, and Ray had him in good nickname as well. But yeah, obviously, the matches have brought him on a lot too over the last few weeks. And, you know, we didn't go, you know, we got 2 nights after the county final, we got 1 night after the Leinster. So, we know that we were looking after ourselves. So, and, you know, we had Nicola Collier there as well with the nutrition as well. So, everything kind of came good, you know.
Well done, Colin. Enjoy Christmas. You will now, anyway.
Definitely will now, yeah, 100%.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks very much, Liam. Thanks for your support as well.
Thanks, Colin. Cheers.